Welcome back to the Marion County PM Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. I'm Eric Gotchel. Our guest right now, we're talking with Myron Lynn. Myron is a veteran high school and collegiate official. And so, Myron, we wanted to have the chance to talk a little high school football officiating today, which is kind of an interesting look at a sport that a lot of us follow, but don't always catch the inside features of it.
Well, thank you for letting me join you today. And I've been doing this for a number of years, and it's a great opportunity to visit with you.
Oh, well, maybe one of the places we might start is you and I had a chance to talk. You're going to be right back in action here at the state tournament coming up very soon, the state championship games for Class 3A, which I'm sure you're very excited about.
We are. Our crew was notified yesterday that we'll be doing the 3A championship game between Union and Decorah, and we're really looking forward to that on Saturday.
What is the selection process like that for officials? How do you get chosen to be in championship games?
I don't really understand all of the selection processes. As soon as I think I have it figured out, something will change. But we're just honored to be there and glad that the Athletic Association has chosen us to work this game.
Well, Myron, as we talk a little bit about some of the work that you do as an official, I think maybe first it's important to clarify some of your roles as an official. I know you're at a different position on the field for high school games versus when you do college games.
Yes, on Friday night, a high school game, I'm on the side of the field, typically with the visitors, and I work with the chain crew side of the field as the head linesman. And then on Saturday, I switch roles, and I'm working on the line judge role, which is typically on the home team side. So there's a little bit of a different look and a little different role that we play between the two games.
Have you always served in those same roles?
Yes. Those are the two roles I've been primarily in. Originally, when I joined the Iowa Conference a number of years ago, I worked as one of the deep officials, but that was just for a couple of years.
And Myron, as far as your crew goes, it sounds like you've been, for the most part, with the same group of guys for quite a while.
Yes, and that really is a benefit to us as we know what each guy is doing at any particular time, what he's looking for. It helps us out a lot. Our high school crew has been together now through transitions, but for at least 5 years or so, and a very veteran group of guys, including a good friend, Jerry Nickel, here in Pella.
We've been talking a little bit about your background. I was just going to ask you about this past season. What have been some of the games that you've done? Where have you been as a crew to in the state as far as officiating games?
We pretty much separate our Friday night games between the CIML conference in the Des Moines metro area and the Mississippi Valley Conference, which is over in the Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, Waterloo area. We've seen some excellent games. We had Ankeny and Southeast Polk. Late in the season, we saw Linmar versus Iowa City High. Great games that had great fan appeal as well. But every game that we do is a game that the kids deserve great officiating and great support from.
Now, Myron, for some of those trips, especially when you're headed to the eastern side of the state, do you all travel together, or is that even possible?
Well, typically we do the best we can to travel together. It gives us an opportunity to pregame our discussions in the car and to talk about the kinds of offenses that we'll be seeing in that evening. There's a lot of pregame preparation that a crew actually does and should do before the game starts. Are they a passing team? Do they run the belly series? Do they hide the ball well? What kinds of things do they do? And those are the kinds of things that allow us to be better prepared and officiate a better ball game.
Again, right now we're talking with Myron Lynn, who's an Iowa high school official as well as a collegiate official here locally in Pella. Myron, also, you mentioned just kind of, you know, games having great fan appeal and being exciting as an official. What do you think makes a good game from an officiating standpoint?
Well, certainly great sportsmanship with the players and a, you know, commitment among the coaches and fans to support their team. One of the opportunities we had earlier this year with the Southeast Polk Ankeny game, it was the weekend of September 11, and the fans were all drawn together in support of the memorial process of September 11 of 2001. But as far as just the joy of doing this on a Friday night, the pageantry of the high school game, the bands, the players enthusiastically supporting their school, that's what makes it special to all of us.
You talked earlier, too, about seeing different offenses and being prepared for that. And I know that I think here recently we've certainly seen more teams go to more different styles of offense. The spread has become very popular. But I will say, as a broadcaster this year, I was confronted for the first time with two teams that ran the single wing, which you don't see a whole lot anymore. Do different offensive sets create different challenges for officials?
Well, certainly do. And the single wing, especially, if they do it well, they hide the ball not only from the defense, but they hide it from the officials as well. And there's a lot of self-discipline that not only defensive players have to go through, but officials have to go through, so they don't blow a whistle on a ball carry that actually doesn't have the ball. That's part of our pregame preparation, and hopefully it helps us deliver a better product when we're on the field.
One of the things that I wanted to talk to you about, and as you and I joked about a little bit before this interview, might have been better served before the season started than here at the end, but it's just kind of understanding some of the calls that are out there. And I know that as an official, I'm sure you unfortunately have taken some of your fair share of abuse from coaches and fans and maybe even players to some degree. What are some of the more misunderstood calls that you see out there?
First of all, I'm not sure that I've been abused at this point, but there are opportunities for us to have a different viewpoint and to disagree occasionally. I think one of the things that is the most common call that I think is misunderstood is this thing called a block in the back, where officials are looking for not only a block that occurs on the back side of the player, but that block needs to be in the middle of the back. If the blocked player falls forward on his face, that is typically an indicator that the block occurred in the back. But if the player has lateral movement, left or right, as a result of the contact, perhaps like on the back of the shoulder blade, that typically does not qualify as a block in the back and is typically passed by a number of officials on that. Holding is another one. Of course, every play you'll hear somebody thinking that there was a holding penalty missed. But in holding, first of all, to call holding, the interaction between the two players has to be at the point of attack. So if the ball is on the far side of the field and there's perhaps something going on this side of the field that somebody would call holding, well, that's not going to be called by a veteran official. The other thing about holding is the held player actually needs to be impeded. So if the held player is not moving to try to escape, just a stretched shirt doesn't create a holding penalty.
Again, right now talking with Myron Lynn, a official for football in both high school and the college level. Myron, we also wanted to talk to you a little bit about some of the newer rule changes that have gone on at the high school and collegiate level. And as you and I were talking about before, a lot of them have been geared around safety. So explain kind of what these changes are and what they include.
Well, the focus of all of the rules makers has been to improve the safety of the players. And over the last couple of years, we've seen changes to include the implementation of the horse collar tackle as a major penalty. One of the things about horse collar tackles, there's a different definition between high school and college football. And in college football, a horse collar tackle has to be an immediate grab and brought to the ground with a single tackler. In high school football, an initial contact and then following down the field and then a pull down, that would still be a horse collar tackle, but would not be in collegiate football. We've had greater emphasis placed on helmet-to-helmet contact. And, of course, the players can really be severely injured, not only the player who's recipient of the contact, but the player initiating the contact can suffer a substantial injury. And as a result of that, there's been greater emphasis on that, as well as emphasis on contact with what is referred to as a defenseless player, a player either out of the play altogether and is relaxed and then is hit with what normally would be a legal hit. Out of the play is not going to allow that to happen without a penalty. And, of course, you'll see on Sunday and perhaps more commonly in Division I football where there is a receiver after the ball has landed on the ground as an incomplete pass, someone will come in and take a late cheap shot. And those are points of emphasis for safety as well.
You brought up a great point there, and I think that was one of the other things that we wanted to talk about, just from a fan standpoint. And it's got to be difficult, too, as an official, is the way things change from Friday night to Saturday to Sunday. We see different sets of rules apply to high school, college, and professional football.
Well, that's true, and one of the things that when my friends and I are transitioning from Friday to Saturday, we have to reprogram what we're looking for and how we enforce the rules from Friday to Saturday. One of the examples I tell is a high school coach a number of years ago was complaining about contact with a receiver beyond 5 yards from the line of scrimmage and was very adamant about the fact that he thought that was illegal. And I had just had to remind him that we're playing with high school rules tonight, coach, not the NFL. And so there are opportunities to learn more about the rules, and they are different between Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Well, last question for you here, Myron. I know we had talked at the beginning of the interview about you getting ready to officiate in the Class 3A state championship game coming up here. I've got to expect it for you for doing this for a while. You do it because you like it. What excites you about this opportunity that's coming up for you here soon?
Well, thank you very much. And it's exciting to be a part of a season-ending game where there's a champion of that particular class that will result from it. I know that the rest of the crew members and I are eager to be there and be part of that event. And you can be sure that we'll be well prepared when we get there.
All right. Well, Myron, really appreciate the time. Thank you so much. It's great to get some extra insight into this. We'll work on getting more people to go, you know what? That was a greatly officiated ball game.
Thank you. I'd love to hear that once or twice.
Once again, Myron Lynn, football official for both high school and college, joining us here on the Marion County PM Sports page. Stay tuned. We've got more on the way on KNIA KRLS.